Hillary Clinton today is clarifying her pledge from NBC's Commander-in-Chief forum last night that she would not put ground troops into Iraq ever again. Pushed on that by reporters, Clinton reiterated that promise, but also said this.
I support the air campaign. I support special forces. I support enablers. I support surveillance, intelligence, and reconnaissance.
Both Clinton and Trump spent half an hour last night answering questions about the military, national security, and veterans from NBC's Matt Lauer. And here now, security analyst Jim Walsh with MIT's Security Studies program is here with some analysis. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. And what are your thoughts generally on that forum last night?
Well, I thought they both gave some good answers to particular questions. Obviously, they both had problems, very different kinds of problems. I think Secretary Clinton at times falled into that habit of being sort of part lawyer, part policy wonk. I'm not sure if some of her answers really connected with voters and viewers. Mr. Trump had very different kinds of problems, a very good communicator, but then would sort of undercut himself by saying things that could be described only as bizarre. So they both had strong moments and they both had weak moments.
Well, let's get to the moment that we just heard about at the top there, Hillary Clinton making a promise that she would never put troops into Iraq ever again. Let's listen here to her speaking.
We are not putting ground troops into Iraq ever again, and we're not putting ground troops into Syria. We're going to defeat ISIS without committing American ground troops. So those.
What do you think of that, Jim, especially given the fact that there are still American troops in Iraq on the ground?
Well, it was a surprise for me. I sort of took a step back on that one. She's noted for her caution. I did not expect for her to make such a flat statement. It might be an attempt for her to shore up support among the more progressive wing of the Democratic Party, who fears that she is more hawkish. Mm-hmm. And she got a question in the forum directly on that from that perspective. There is also a little wiggle room here. It all depends on what you mean by boots on the ground. She, in her answer this morning, excluded special operations forces. Uh-huh. And so part of it is how you define it. But there's no doubt that she has staked out a position and it's going to narrow her options.
Well, and on the issue of the Iraq war, Donald Trump criticized her for her vote for the war and said again, as he has throughout the campaign, that he was never for going into Iraq. Here he is last night.
I happened to hear Hillary Clinton say that I was not against the war in Iraq. I was totally against the war in Iraq. You can look at Esquire magazine from 2004. You can look at before that. And I was against the war in Iraq because I said it's going to totally destabilize the Middle East.
Now, as Clinton pointed out, though Matt Lauer notably did not point out, Trump did say he supported going into Iraq at the time. Here's one instance of that on the Howard Stern show. This is on September 11th, 2002.
We have an idea who the enemy is, and a lot of times the politicians don't want to tell you that.
Are you for invading Iraq?
Yeah, I guess so. I wish the first time it was done correctly.
All right. Are you still against rebuilding the World Trade Center?
I'm not against rebuilding it. I guess the hype thing.
So Trump saying one thing in 2002 and now saying something completely different. But he also said last night, Jim, that the U.S. military generals have, quote, been reduced to rubble. What did you think of that, and especially with so many members of the armed forces in the audience?
Well, I think that on that topic in particular, on, quote, the generals, unquote, he was sort of typically a Trump, if I may say. He was sort of all over the map. He was, they're rubble. We need to replace them. I want to consult them. I have a secret plan. I know more than the generals, but I'm going to consult with the generals about my secret plan. I think we got lots of different answers depending on what the question was.
And what about the issue of Vladimir Putin, Trump reiterating his praise of Putin, saying that Putin has great approval ratings, more than 80% approval. Approval rating and great control over his country.
Well, if listeners could see me now, they would see me shaking my head. All right, you can have a view about Putin, but there's no world leader that would say that stuff out loud. We have allies. We have our NATO allies. We have people in Ukraine, you know, Russia having invaded Ukraine and Georgia, arm in arm with the war criminal Assad in Syria. Even if you believe that, you don't say it out loud because you freak out your allies.
Hillary Clinton got into the issue of going into Libya. This is obviously something that has dogged her for some time because of what happened in Benghazi, but what about that question now looking back and people saying we shouldn't have tried to topple Gaddafi? What do you think as a security expert as you hear that now?
I think it's a really tough question. And it depends on how you evaluate. Some people evaluate things by consequences. You just look at what happened. Other people look at what was the decision at the moment you made it. If you thought Gaddafi was going to massacre, you know, some huge percentage of his population, was going to commit this atrocity, then, and given the limited options, you might feel that it was still worth it because, yes, Libya's a mess, but, you know, Gaddafi was going to go at some point. You know, he's always going to be, you know, it would always have been a mess. It sort of requires that you guess what the history, what the future would be, and it's just very hard to know.
That's Jim Walsh here now, security analyst and with MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, thanks as always.
Thank you.